Holy and loving God, no one knows me like you do, beast and beauty, luminous and many a chink in my armor. Inside this gargoyle lives an angel. In the deep of my deep, I long to live a noble, loving, and beautiful life. But oh, how life can trip me up in my evolving. First is the busyness. I fear I skim only the top off of life in my rush to be here, there, and everywhere. Instead of allowing my soul to steep in the grace of every breath. The worry, when I give it power, it tightens like a corset around my soul. A great regret is how long it takes me to realize I am not Atlas, charged with holding up the whole world in my hands. And I finally come running to you in the trees. Beneath the chiseled stone, you know I am a tender being. Help me be more resilient when life's arrows slip through the chainmail and prick my soul. You see how I ruminate. Remind me the right way is always love-driven. Cut a pattern of redemption in my story. Mercy given, mercy received sets me free. God, I want to be free. At my hopeful half point, there's still so much for me to learn about myself and especially about you. I need to sit more in the classroom of cosmic stillness. Stillness is where the angels do their best work. I long for our conversations in the quiet. You settle me. I need to finally trust you with everything, once and for all. Take on my wings and enjoy more the glide. Eternal is already stamped on my passport and for those that I love. That should give me the sweet peace I long for. Buoyant, the word I've chosen for this season. The definition, always rising. This will be my heart's focus. Oh, and lest I forget, my day job in the kingdom is to give hope. One word a day at a minimum. It's my soul's calling. Let us now set out together, my hand in yours, I and thou, now and forevermore. Amen.